Hello.
Hello.
Hello, I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. To make sure we have representation of all ages, let me ask you, in what year were you born?
1986.
What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree, doctorate.
Bachelor's degree.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race? White, Black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino?
African American.
Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I will vote.
Would that be probably or almost certain?
Almost certain.
And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated at all and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
I'll go with an 8.
And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power from 0 to 10.
6.
Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to two, Israel-Palestine conflict, racism and discrimination, abortion, crime and violence, voting rights and democracy, immigration, criminal justice reform, police violence, jobs and the economy, cost of living and inflation, healthcare, student loans forgiveness, climate change. Please select two.
I would say cost of living and inflation and racism.
Now we'd like to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't or you've never heard of the people or groups, please indicate so. Joe Biden, 0, very unfavorable, 10, favorable, 5 is neutral.
10, unfavorable.
What about Donald Trump?
I'll go with 3.
What about Republicans in Congress?
3.
What about Kamala Harris?
7.
What about Democrats in Congress?
I'll go with 7.
What about Hakeem Jeffries?
I'll go with 9.
If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Undecided.
But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, third party independent candidate, undecided, or will you not vote?
Undecided.
Now, if you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 election for president, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, are you undecided or would you not vote?
Undecided.
But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, undecided or... You will not
Republican.
When it comes to the campaign promises that President Biden made to black people during the 2020 election, would you say that he has kept all his promises, kept most of his promises, kept some of his promises, kept few of his promises, or he did not keep the, any of his promises?
I'm going to say kept. Some promises.
Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make no difference? Someone who defends democracy? Would you...
Yeah.
Would you... somewhat more likely support it or much more likely support?
Less likely.
Somewhat more likely or much more likely or somewhat less likely or much less likely to support
somewhat
somebody?
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. What about someone who brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable?
More likely.
Somewhat or much more likely?
Much more likely.
What about someone who puts people over politics?
Much more likely.
What about someone who grows the economy?
Much more likely.
What about someone who wants to build black wealth?
Much more likely.
What about someone who secures the border?
Much more likely.
What about someone who looks out for people like me, like yourself?
Much more likely.
For each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them at all. someone who brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable? How would it describe Democrats in Congress from 0 to 10?
The 0 to 10, is 10 more or less?
Zero means it does not describe them at all. 10 means it describes them extremely well. 5, it describes them somewhat well.
I'll go with 7.
What about someone who protects abortion rights?
8.
What about someone who fights racism and discrimination?
8.
What about someone who wants to build black wealth?
8.
What about someone who is effective and gets things done?
5.
What about someone who is honest and ethical?
10.
What about someone who is too woke?
0.
Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. 5 means it makes you somewhat motivated, and 0 means it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. I'm going to go ahead and start with the statements. As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the 1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic. Would that not be motivated at all? Would that be somewhat unmotivated, or would it be extremely motivated to support Democrats? To vote for Democrats in Congress?
Somewhat.
Okay, I'm going to read the other statements. As a senior, my prescription drug prices have gone down because Democrats in Congress capped prices for people like me. With a month's supply of insulin for seniors, now $35, and seniors' out-of-pocket expenses at the pharmacy now capped at $2,000 a year. Would that be not motivated at all? Somewhat motivated, or would it be extremely motivated to support or vote for Democrats in Congress?
Somewhat motivated.
Somewhat unmotivated? It would be 5, correct?
Or likely motivated.
From 0 to 5, how would a... Zero would be not motivated at all. 10 would be extremely motivated.
I'll go with 5.
Okay. As a recent college graduate, I was one of the 3.6 million borrowers who had $127 billion in student loans eliminated under Democratic leadership. This relief will help me get a head start and secure my economic future in uncertain times. Would that be not motivated at all, somewhat motivated, or extremely motivated from 0 to 10?
I'll go with the
10. Okay. I'll go ahead and read the next statement. As a young American just entering the workforce, I've seen more good paying jobs become available as the unemployment rate for Black Americans like me is at a historically low level under Democratic leadership. Would that be not motivated at all, somewhat motivated, or would it be extremely motivated from 0 to 10?
Go with 10.
Okay. The following statement is, as a middle-class mother, I've been able to feed my family thanks to the Democrats' American Rescue Plan, which invested more than $12 billion in food assistance programs like the SNAP. Would that be not motivated at all, somewhat motivated, or extremely motivated from 0 to 10?
I'll go with 4.
I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select the 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally. Invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing, invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP, cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8, lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors, eliminated $125 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers, brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans, invested in Black small business ownership and entrepreneurship, sent out $1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan. Please select 2 or 3.
I'll go with the public assistance and the one with student loans.
Okay. In the public assistance, would it be where it invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing, or where it invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP?
The SNAP.
The SNAP?
Food assistance.
Yeah, good. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidates? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided.
But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Democratic candidate, Republican candidate, undecided, or will not vote?
Undecided.
Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? We should invest in safety net programs that will raise Black families out of poverty, or we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close racial wealth gap?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please?
Yes, the first statement is that we should invest in safety net programs that will raise Black families out of poverty. And the second statement is that we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap.
The build jobs to close the gap.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statements